Yeah, thanks.
We're going back into session. And this is regarding items, agenda items 5, 6, 7, and 8. Yesterday, we held a public hearing, and we closed the public hearing. The board met, deliberated, and we'll be looking at the results of deliberation. I go to staff. Counsel?
Okay, what I'm doing is just putting up all the names and the item numbers, and I will put the total amount that the board has chosen. And just give me a second here.
So we have it just procedurally. We could do it a couple of different ways. Maybe we want to kind of allow the prosecution team to either comment generally, or we can comment number by number. I don't know if you guys have a preference, if you have general comments you want to make, and then maybe as to each, you know, because there are a couple errors that we identified, at least for winners. And I've heard, I've identified at least a couple changes that I would like to offer also. And I think you may also. So we could maybe hear, do you have general comments you want to make first? Or okay.
Yes, for the record.
Good morning. Do you want me to use or?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. Good morning. I'm Vanessa Yannick, counsel for the prosecution team. The prosecution team would appreciate the board's efforts to consider fairness and effectually encourage compliance for spalling track. We understand the board feels that the proposed penalty amounts under the enforcement policy are inappropriately excessive, and we respect that decision. We understand that the board has been put in a difficult position in assessing penalties for spalling track. And given that, you know, we've reviewed the proposed orders, and we see that it reflects a modification that is under the other factors as justice may require. The prosecution team would like to make a few general statements, ask a few clarifications and questions. So for one, we wanted to clarify, or we would like to ask the board to clarify on its position on relying on the delayed cost under the economic benefit section. Basically, it's our understanding that the dischargers have made somewhat good faith efforts to come into compliance by December 2012, and we would just like a sentence or two kind of clarifying why delayed cost is used. And then for the second clarification is how the penalty amounts were derived. There is a general explanation, but in terms of kind of transparency for the public, not just the prosecution team, but for also the public, the 95% who have complied with our orders, we would like an explanation on how those proposed amounts were derived. Those are kind of the two main general questions and clarifications we had. And then we can go item specific. If you would like to go into that now, or if you would like to make your...
If they're item specific, why don't we wait and we can make those on there. So then on the delayed cost, that is one of the recommendations that I was going to say for all of them, is to take out the sentence that says delayed costs are the interest on the avoided costs, and that's both in the orders and in the methodology. And the reason that I'm proposing that is because it's not exactly right, but I haven't found a great explanation on how to describe delayed costs, and so I would just propose taking out that sentence. in terms of describing why we're using delayed costs as opposed to avoided costs. I mean, what you guys propose to us are delayed costs, and so we're just proposing to use that.
And so we wanted to make the clarification that in when we had drafted the ACLs, we actually used avoided costs for those who have not yet complied, and we used delayed costs for those who have come into compliance.
I think that our position would be that a delayed cost, according to the enforcement policy, is that delayed costs are expenditures that should have been made sooner, but that the discharger is still obligated to perform. And these are still obligated to be performed. So I don't see them as being avoided costs at all. They have to be made at some point, so they are delayed costs.
Mm-hmm. And we agree. We just thought maybe one statement on, you know, why we're relying on delayed costs. It's because that they will be coming into compliance, or we anticipate them coming into compliance.
Did you have a proposed sentence or statement?
It would probably be that statement in that, you know, it's our understanding that the dischargers have made good faith efforts to come into compliance by the end of the year, at least based on the information that we've received from them.
I don't know if the board has an opinion on that. I don't know if we received evidence, if we have sufficient evidence for the Nanco property or the two Neal properties. I mean, we could make a statement that says something like, these are delayed costs because the discharger is still obligated to perform. We could do something like that.
I think that's acceptable.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Hi, Chuck Curtis, supervising engineer. I think, you know, and that's totally fine. What we were looking for was something that would explicitly say that the board expected that they would come into compliance by December 31st, because that's how the economic benefit was calculated for the expected choice.
Kim, could we clarify that?
We could say these are delayed costs because the discharger is still expected to perform by December 31st. Did you have another suggestion, Scott?
Expected to comply.
Expected to comply, to come into compliance.
Are you able to include both of those sentences, the first one that you had, just in terms of, you know, anticipating them to come into compliance, and then a second statement clarifying that it's the board's understanding that they will come into compliance by the end of the year?
Well, they have represented that they will come into compliance to
us,
and based on their representation,
I mean,
we have treated these as delayed costs as of the 31st of December.
Scott Ferguson, just I think Kim's first statement stating what the enforcement policy identifies as delayed costs is an excellent basis and should be stated straight out. To determine what, how did you come up with 75 compared to 68 to whatever, you need to pick a date,
right,
to run that analysis. The second sentence of it has been represented, or the analysis to determine the economic benefit, is based upon an assumed compliance date of December 31st, 2012, would also better clarify and establish the record. So the two sentences in combination, I think, puts together a very solid representation for the record.
Okay, so how about these are delayed costs because the discharger is still expected to
is obligated.
Is still obligated to come into compliance. And then the economic benefit here was based upon an expectation that compliance would occur by December 31st, or that compliance is expected by December 31st?
Well, or, I would say it was based on the representation that they're going to come into compliance, and compliance is expected by December 31st.
That would be fine.
So that we didn't just pick an expectation that they would do something out of the air. It's actually based on what they said, told us affirmatively they would do.
I can't recall, is that true for Nanco and the two Neil properties? Did they make
Nanco
that representation?
Nanco and Neil have not given us, to be straightforward, the analysis for those non-compliant properties, the delayed cost, that was picked on, the prosecution team selected December 31st, 2012.
So there was
that's
no,
where that
right.
number came from.
There was no representation
no,
by those
No, I mean,
parties.
We've received verbal from Nanco, Neil, stating, I plan on abandoning, no date.
Right.
We have emails saying, anticipate getting Robinson in full compliance by October 17th. No verification.
So I don't know if we can say represent.
I would just say that the economic benefit value is based upon an assumed compliance date of December 31st, 2012.
Yes,
that's
perfect.
Okay, I've got an easy fix taking that. Well, it's an idea. So on the finding, this is specifically to the Neil ACL on this one in the order. Essentially, it's the sentence here that's about midway in that paragraph. I know it's hard for you to see that, but it says, abandoning the on-site wastewater disposal systems for the remaining two properties is approximately $75 for each property. We could add, comma, assuming full compliance is achieved by December 31st, 2012. And that would take care of it there. We could do the similar one to the Nanco. Since the remaining two properties for Neil and the Nanco property, they are planning to abandon, at least from the information that we had from the prosecution team.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's easy.
It wasn't easy. I just didn't think it was possible that there would be one anywhere in the world. Not that you couldn't do it.
And then I would ask, where do you plan on putting the statement that the delayed cost, the reason for basing economic benefit on delayed cost?
Where we had, let me see. Enforcement, blah, blah, blah. Delayed cost.
You could put it probably right at the end of this sentence here. It's the delayed cost as the discharger is still obligated to complete one of these tasks.
No objections? That sounds good.
That's the order, and then repeated in step 8.
I'm sorry, so you said, okay, delayed costs, I'm going to do it here. So the sentence I wanted to take out, I'm going to change to, these are delayed costs because the discharger is still obligated to come into compliance, and take out what was there previously, that delayed costs or savings.
I just need to put an S on cost. Is the delayed
these are delayed costs.
Yeah.
Because the insurer is still obligated to come into compliance. Okay. Okay, and as to...
Yes?
So then as to the how the penalty amounts are derived, I don't know if the board wants to say any more than it already did. I mean, we set out the reasons why, if you look at the paragraphs, so for example, on Neil, we have what paragraph is it?
That's the one.
Yeah. So for Neil, for example, we say based upon information in the record, including statements and testimonies, and the discharger complying on the dates listed, those are the amounts that you chose. And then if you look then at the methodology that we attached for each one, there is a discussion about why we think that the $15,000 was still an excessive amount. So what the prosecution team is asking for is why you chose the number you did as opposed to a different number. I don't believe that we have to do something like that, but if you had something that you wanted to put in, we could do that in the methodology.
I'd rather not if we don't need to.
I agree.
So we're not going to...
Well, the prosecution team would like to ask if we could at least have a dialogue to talk about how it was derived, or if that's possible, although maybe not editing the order to reflect the exact rationale, but...
I just have a clarification. So what you are asking is there are these numbers, 132, 368, 1749. You would like to know how the board... derived those individual numbers.
Correct.
Okay, I just want to be clear on your question.
And it's your prerogative whether or not you guys wish to discuss that, or I mean that was something that you guys discussed in closed session. We have our reasoning here. If you want to give the prosecution team more information, that's up to you.
I have no problem discussing our rationale.
But we don't have to put it in the order.
As long as it's not put in the order, right.
I mean, this is it is all still on the record and in the record, though. I mean, This is part of the public hearing going on. I mean, I think we could say that in part it was based upon what the board had already done previously and working from where we were after the last board meeting for those who were in compliance. And working from there.
This is a discussion that can happen within staff sometime after this meeting. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
To staff, they could explain.
Yeah.
Good idea.
How to get those numbers.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So why don't we start then, since we're already in Neil? We'll kind of walk through the changes.
And just one clarification, the one sentence you added for economic benefit or the delayed cost,
mm-hmm.
Does it make sense also to add that same sentence under step 8? Or, you know, it may be too duplicative, but I thought I'd just throw it out there.
Someone that was the same, and then we copy that exactly into attachment C.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me pull that sentence again. Well, let's... I'll just copy that sentence.
Okay.
Oops, my copy. Okay. All right, so back to the top. So where did you guys want to start?
So for Neil.
Or mm-hmm, for Neil.
Yes. Okay.
On in the order, finding, if it's, what number is this? 16, it looks like, on page 4.
Oh, the numbers, we'll have to fix those. We had a clerical error. So.
If you just scroll up, in red it says the violation for delay in connection. I believe it's abandonment for this case.
At the bottom here.
It's okay.
The violation for delaying connection or abandonment.
Okay. Oh, so connection or abandonment is what you're suggesting?
He's indicated he plans to abandon.
Okay. Well, is for delay in connection or abandonment, because some of them he did it. Okay.
He could change.
Because we're talking about the delay in the connection for the others, too. Okay. Abandon.
Okay.
And then the suggestion you've made in terms of, I think it's paragraph 22, and adding in assuming compliance achieved by the December 2012 date.
Okay. 22. Okay. These are,
which is right after the $75 for each property.
Costs,
it's right here. Oh, so we added that in.
You did, right?
Yeah,
based on so we'll add the word on.
Based on.
Okay.
So that was it for Neil?
Okay, so we added that.
Okay. So well, let's go on to the methodology.
In the methodology on Neil.
Okay,
so
let me
attachment C, give us a sec to bring that up. Now what we'll do is we're going to put that that same language, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure that they're consistent. We'll make sure.
Okay. So, go ahead.
So generally, the prosecution team wanted to ask if it made sense to use the word depressed economy rather than repressed economy, but. We're just throwing that out there.
I think we'll just stick with repressed.
Yeah, let's stick
with that. Not because it's not a good suggestion, but because...
that's fair enough.
Okay, so ability to pay.
That was it for you.
Okay, we just want to make that other change to the economic benefit. So we're going to take out this sentence that says for delayed costs, the savings would be the potential interest, and we're going to put in that sentence that we had talked about previously that says that these are delayed costs because they're obligated to still come into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to add again... what was the language? It is approximately so.
Based on an assumption.
An assumed
compliance by.
Assumed compliance date of
December 31st, 2012.
Okay. Anything else on that one?
No.
Okay. So, what one would you guys like to do next?
Manual.
Okay. Let's start with the order.
The order in finding 19.
Okay.
So that's the same.
Okay, so I'm going to add that sentence in again here. taking out the other sentence that I made up.
Yes.
It sounded good, so I read it.
It'll go away. That's fine. That's just a clerical. We'll deal
with that. These are delay costs.
And then after the 75.
Yeah. Based
on. And assumed compliance date.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Robinson?
We just need to see if there. We probably need to make the same change in the methodology for NAMCO.
So NAMCO order is done. Right.
Doug's our official check mark. Okay, adding in the sentence. Out the sentence and adding the based upon.
Based on assumed compliance date.
Okay. All right.
Is that all
anything
for
else
NAMCO?
On NAMCO methodology?
That's it.
Okay.
Winters.
Okay.
Winters?
Oh, whatever one you want to do next. Robinson?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Start with the order.
So, Robinson, actually, the other than the same change in the order,
although
we have comments on attachment C.
Okay. Let me see. So, in the order, do we still need to say based on the assumed compliance date? I guess so, because
correct.
He hasn't complied yet, right?
We rely on the delay comment.
Okay. Okay, adding in the sentence. And take out that sentence. And
and then add it here after the 419.
Let's get here. Is it happening 381?
Classic. Oh, okay. That's fine.
Compliance due December 31st.
Okay.
And in the order, it does say in paragraph 20 that the economic benefit approximately, or it says the prosecution team provided information that the delay costs connected to the district approximately 381, which is what was presented in the presentation. But in attachment C, there's different amounts. So I was going to go to attachment
okay.
C from there.
Okay, so do we need anything more in the order?
I don't believe it. If 381 is the actual number he wants to rely on, then
what is the number that was in your memo?
381.
Okay, yes, that's the number that we wanted to rely on.
Okay, so then attachment
right.
C under step 8 and step 9.
Okay.
Step 8 says 380.
Okay, give us a sec to bring it up here.
It's on page 9.
Okay.
Good enough.
Right.
The top of page 9.
Top of page 9.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 5
yeah.
lines in.
Oh.
381.
381, it should be.
381, correct.
Okay. Oh. I'm going to take out that sentence again.
And then paste that, same one.
And then that's 380.
One.
And then I'm going to add again, based on.
Was there anything else on Robinson?
No.
Yes.
Well, I mean, one more number, but... change if you scroll down to the bottom of the page. It says the economic benefit amount, and in parentheses it says 382 and just 381.
This is all Doug's fault. It was for the record.
I'll take the blame. It's okay.
No.
Anything further on Robinson?
No.
Okay. Okay, Robinson's done.
Okay, Winters, we'll start with the order.
The order on page 6 of the order. Mm-hmm. We believe that the recommended amount is 213, but we wanted to clarify because it states 232.
Yes, that is right. I'm going to change that sentence real quick up here. But, and do I need to put in a date there, or are you guys fine if it just says...
we shouldn't put that date because they have a complaint.
Right, correct. Okay.
Well, we don't want to...
These are like because the discharger was still obligated to come into compliance with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oops. All right. And then so on page 6, I'm sorry.
That's a correction. Because they cite $75 as the economic benefit in that same plan.
The economic benefit amount is $75 in the order, but it's actually $68 in our chart.
Okay, is approximately 68. So then our total would be 74. 74.70
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. And so then we had 213 was correct in 21, but we had it
transposed it and. There, okay.
Okay, and then right below it.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're still.
Yeah. Is that it on
no,
that one?
No.
Okay.
On page 3, under violations.
Oh, the additional language in paragraph 13 is duplicative of what is in finding 9. That starts with after that hearing, the Vermont Water Board. That same paragraph is in finding 9.
Right, so it looks like I accidentally put that in.
Oh,
right. Let me see. Copy was abandoned. Her on-site was... Oh, yeah, it just got...
Yeah, it chops the sentence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, somehow. It just...
Yeah. So that finding's already made in finding 9.
Yeah. It must have... I added it to each order, so it must have just...
Okay. Is that Winter's order anymore? Any others?
No.
Okay. In attachment B.
Okay, Winter's order is completed.
Okay, one moment.
Oh, that's what I need.
Okay, attachment C for Winter's. Okay.
In step 8 and step 9. Same change to the economic for the delayed cost.
Okay.
From $75 to $68.
Okay, and I'll make that. And
That's in the last paragraph on page 7.
Oh, last paragraph on page 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take out this sentence for delayed cost. And then add in that other. Okay, and then so the.
That's a custom. And we got to change the 75 to.
Oh, 80.
It was 68.
68.
And let me know when you're done.
I'm done with that.
Okay, and then the last sentence currently says 110% of either the estimated economic benefit amounts. Remove the plural and just say of the estimated economic benefit amount.
Okay. Okay, and then we need to change the number again to 68 here. Okay.
And 74, is it?
74.
What was that?
74.80.
74.80, okay.
All right.
And you're changing step 9 right now.
I already did that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I caught that. Thanks.
To verify that you're still alive.
Yeah.
Scott Ferguson, one thing I would ask you to consider is we see, looking at the values with Neil, Nanko, and Robinson, that Robinson's being charged at $430 per property as yet to come into compliance. Nanko is coming in at a higher value than that, I believe, and so is Neil for their two, for the those remaining non-compliant properties. I would ask you consider the argument that the Nanko Neil properties and the Robinson properties that have failed to come into compliance as of yesterday, today, the date that you extended an additional opportunity to comply with, be treated equally. I think you can make the argument that Neil properties and Nanko, they're represented by Mr. Neil, that since July, when you granted additional time, that Mr. Neal has made progress on bringing his properties into compliance, just as Robinson has made progress on bringing his properties into compliance. Neal is about two-thirds of the way there. Robinson, you take your percentage that you want to say that he's there, but the bottom line is, none of the properties are there. They are all still in violation of the Basin Plan Prohibition and their CDO, and they are equal in that standing. Also, looking at the analysis from our view of it, it appears that we're working with an assumption that they will be true to their representations, that they will be bringing their projects into compliance here, that that's what they intend to do. And we, as staff, are expecting that to happen by the end of the year. So I would ask and recommend that you bring the liability for Robinson up to the value, the liability that you are choosing for Nanko and Neal properties, and treat them equally.
Thank you. For the numbers?
What Scott says makes sense. I can't justify a distinction.
May I respond? I think part of what we have, though, is in the record, which we put into the Robinson findings in the order, are email exchanges identifying that it's really just a matter of days before the Robinson property is in compliance. That we don't have anything. In fact, we have a statement saying we haven't heard from Neil as a, in relation to his other two properties. So I think based on that, we have evidence to support a difference.
That was my understanding.
I think that's an appropriate representation of the discussion that was had. Speaking for myself, I understand your responsibility to make the argument. I can tell you that the argument was considered, in fact, during our discussions yesterday.
Thank you. Another discussion on agenda items 5, 6, 7, and 8.
I would be prepared to make a motion. Do you want to do them all at once? Can we do it that way?
No, let's do them individually.
And is it sufficient to simply move adoption of the proposed?
We could do them all at once. Unless there's an objection.
Can we move adoption of the proposed orders as changed earlier this morning? And do you still want the executive officer to have the authority to make minor typographical changes and make for consistency within the documents?
Motion on 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Second.
Discussion?
Aye.
All in favor? Thank you all. We have two remaining items.